You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The government has announced a lotto draw this Saturday to help raise money for flood-affected regions, but organisations focused on reducing gambling harm have raised concerns about the decision. I spoke to Pesio Ahone, CEO of Mapu Mai, about the harms of lottery gambling. I started out by asking the effectiveness of Lotto as a charity organisation.
I can say that, and I'm not disputing that, that Lotto funds a lot of great community initiatives. The funding that Lotto provides in grassroots community groups and also some great initiatives around the country is doing some great work. But what I want to say is the benefit of gambling funding outweighs the cost that gambling harm does to our communities? And do we continually want to associate community funding with gambling activities? And knowing what we know of what gambling harm does to our community, and how gambling disproportionately impacts our poorer communities and how higher deprivation communities, does gambling activities and community funding that is used to fund community fundings, is this still the pathway we want to go down as a country? Because we know, and we see it every day, that when times are really tough, which they are now for a lot of people with the current environment and the high cost of living, and also the huge impact that the cyclone and the flooding has caused. When times are tough, people often spend more on gambling, including Lotto, in the hope of winning big.
70% of Lotto tickets are bought in the most deprived half of Aotearoa communities. What kind of specific harm is caused by lotteries, especially for lower income groups?
What we see are the harms from gambling harm is relationships, debt, huge amounts of debt, mental health. We're also seeing, absolute devastation when families have lost everything due to gambling harm. It's quite a hidden addiction. A lot of people do not actually realise that their loved one or them themselves have got a gambling addiction, because it's quite well hidden. That it doesn't have such physical behaviours like drugs or alcohol. There are many people who struggle alone with gambling harm, but we've had many families absolutely devastated. It has led to also some of the cases we've seen into severe mental health, which causes people to contemplate taking their lives. It's led to crime. It's rippled into crime, rippled into family violence. We have just over 40% of clients coming through who are stating that they are either victims of family violence or perpetrators of family violence. So these are the harms we're seeing. We see as the jackpot grows bigger and bigger, we see more and more spending spikes when people are buying more because the jackpot's higher. We've seen people when that happens are spending more on the lotto and the hope to win, and they're not paying for food or rent or the essentials that they are finding it hard to meet those needs to begin with. So, in areas that are high deprivation, 70%, you said, I'm not surprised at that number. We have a lot of our Pacific and Māori and vulnerable communities living in the poorer areas of our country. So I'm not surprised that that figure is high, because it is our most vulnerable that are targeted by Lotto.
Now, this latest lotto draw is modelled off the one that was held for the Christchurch earthquake fundraiser, which only raised about $10 million out of a total $100 million raised. Has there been any research onto how much the cost of gambling harm is causing the communities?
Very long time ago, there was some research done on the cost-benefit ratio. And so from my memory, there was, like, for every dollar that was spent on a gambling activity, the cost of it was around $3. The cost when you're putting together say health costs, crime costs, when you're talking about the effects of family and relationships and all that. So they did a study, and I'm going back now about 20 years ago that I can remember. There was a cost benefit analysis.
Lotto, I think the term they use is often 100% of the profits go to community funding. What that doesn't outline is only 25% of every dollar you spend on Lotto actually goes to community funding. We're talking about specifically the new Lotto draw announced to help fundraise for Cyclone Gabrielle damage, which has doubled that 50%. But Labor announced last year a $70 million program focused on reducing harm from gambling. And Minister of Internal Affairs Jan Tinetti previously said Lotto should be decoupled from its charity initiatives. How do you feel about the continued use of Lotto in this way?
The continued use of Lotto in funding communities?
As kind of a charity organisation?
Well, I think that we need to separate gambling-type entities to community fund from community funding. Because we continue to see the normalise of gambling harm or gambling to fund community projects and community initiatives. And I think that that is dangerous. We know that the harm that that gambling causes in our poor communications. And, you know, for example, we've moved away from tobacco and alcohol funding sponsorship because they were harmful products. We believe that we should also move away from gambling type community funding. My question is, well, why isn't 100% going back into that community, into the cyclone, if this is the special draw for the cyclone community and in Hawke's Bay and down the east coast? The question is then, you know, why 50%? It should be 100%, and Lotto should not be making any money from this.
That was Pesio Ahoni from Mapu Mai on the harms associated with Lotto.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.